Broadcasting Board of Governors has faced a leadership revolving door and some low scores for employee engagement. Its new CEO, John Lansing, is trying to change that while pushing the agency deeper into new media. The former broadcasting and publishing executive is not quite 5 months on the job, and he's not sitting still.
Well, I've had a chance to get around to all five entities. Of course, the BBG includes the Office of Cuba Broadcasting in Miami, as well as Voice of America here, Radio Free Europe in Prague, Radio Free Asia, which is here, and Middle East Broadcasting Networks. And so we're 3,000-plus journalists globally around the world in some of the most challenging places in the world for free expression, free speech. And our mission is to bring and demonstrate the effects of a free press in areas where that's a challenging thing to do.
Now, over the past few years, the BBG has rated pretty low in employee viewpoint survey, something that's done every year for the federal government, and it measures the engagement and morale in different agencies. And also, the agency's been there's been a leadership merry-go-round. Recently, a gentleman came in as in your job and left after just a few months, suddenly and unexpectedly. And so what are you finding in terms of employee morale? And do you have plans to calm the waters and get that engagement level up a little bit?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And I would just say, first of all, that if you walked into any media business today with the transformation in media, whether that be in a mainstream media, newspaper, broadcasting, radio, I think you'd find that the challenges that media companies are facing cause morale issues anywhere. I don't think it's unique, perhaps, to what's happening at the BBG, but it does, notwithstanding, it doesn't mean that we aren't going to work very, very hard to make people understand and feel that their time spent here is valued, that we believe in the mission. And as I walk the halls here, particularly at the VOA, but in all of our entities around the world, the one thing I take away, Tom, is a sense of mission from all of our employees and the work they're doing and the importance of the work they're doing. And so I think what's important for us in terms of leadership is to harness that inherent energy and sense of mission and focus it so that our employees have a sense that the work they're doing makes a difference as it does and that they're hearing about the difference that they're making every day.
And have you had any trips to Capitol Hill? And what's your sense of the support there?
I have. I've spent a fair amount of time on Capitol Hill and a great deal of support on Capitol Hill, particularly during these times. It's a challenging time in many parts of the world in terms of the messages that are being put forth, much of it propaganda coming from parts of the world where we bring a free press. We bring objective and professional journalism to offset some of the negative effects of the propaganda going on around the world.
And what is your sense, again, early on, of the mix of media that the Broadcasting Board of Governors needs to support? I mean, traditional radio can be jammed, and more and more listeners and viewers are going to the other media, and you have experience in all of them. What do you see there?
Well, there's no doubt, and I'm sure you're seeing it where you are, that the audience is rapidly shifting to digital and social and mobile platforms. That doesn't mean radio is going away anytime soon. Certainly television will be here for a good while, perhaps manifested through digital platforms more and more. But the energy that we're going to be putting into expanding the already good work being done in many parts of the BBG, but expanding and emphasizing and investing in more social and mobile content so that we can reach younger audiences, reach them on the platforms that they prefer. And also understanding and recognizing that the consumption of media and the distribution of media is also transforming. And the idea of a single transmitter transmitting to millions of people, while certainly part of our legacy these days, content is often shared among individuals through social platforms. And our ultimate interest will be in making sure that the conversations that are happening person to person, peer to peer, include our content and our message, which will only get there in, to the extent that we have an involvement in and an investment in social media.
We're speaking with John Lansing. He's the new Chief Executive Officer of the Broadcasting Board of Governors. And given the need for more mobile, more social, and more different distribution channels, it does often give a different flavor to the content that is put out. And so do you feel the workforce is aligned with that need to modernize the whole media delivery platform and content?
So I've been spending a lot of time getting around to, as I said earlier, to all of our entities, and I was very, very pleased to see the forward-leaning aspect of all of our entities towards more social, more mobile, more digital content development and distribution. So it really is, I'm here at a time when people understand in the media business, particularly at the BBG, that this is an imperative. And so my job is to focus that effort, align the resources, and build support from our various constituencies around, including Capitol Hill, as we discussed earlier, and the BBG board itself, so that we can have a focused, coordinated, and strategic effect and measure the impact of our effect around the world so that we can report back that we're not only investing in this effort, but we're having real impact.
It seems like every age has evil people that are really good at media. I mean, I think Hitler might be a good example of that in an earlier age, you know, a couple of generations ago. And now we have ISIS, which is surprising people with the, if you will, quality of the print magazine that it backs and also the social media for recruitment and so forth, getting the propaganda out. And at the same time, a lot of the critics are saying, you know, the State Department and even DOD are not that sharp at it with respect to the way ISIS seems to understand it, to use that example. How can BBG enhance what some of those other agencies are doing and also make sure it's up to speed on what the best practices are vis-a-vis an ISIS?
Well, to be clear, the BBG and our five entities are engaged in professional, independent journalism, and we by no means ever consider anything we do to be propaganda, nor would we. It's not our mission. It's not what we do. But truth-telling is our mission, and the best antidote to me in terms of propaganda, which is a friendly term for what in effect is a set of lies, is to present the truth and do so objectively and with credibility. And that credibility is really what we have around the world that's most important. I just returned from a visit to Prague and then on to Ukraine and Kiev, and had a chance to see the work that Radio Free Europe is doing through the Bureau in Kiev following the democratic movement there in that country. And I consistently heard both from government officials and from people that I met that the truth-telling, the objective journalism that RFE, Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty brings into Ukraine is the most effective counterbalance to Russian propaganda, for example. And they pleaded with us, not that they needed to, but they pleaded with us to continue to play it straight, that people understand that what the United States represents and brings to Ukraine is truth-telling, and that's the most important and effective counter-effect, I think, for propaganda.
And how effective, or I should say maybe how pervasive or ubiquitous are things like Twitter and Facebook and so forth, popular U.S. social media? How effective are those overseas?
They're incredibly effective, and as you know, that's a primary, often a primary platform for propagandists, but it's also a great platform for mainstream journalism as well. You know, at the end of the day, there are not two sides to a lie. A lie is a lie. Often difficult to disprove a lie, but it is what it is. And I think as long as we focus on credibility in terms of our five media brands, international media brands, that credibility is the most important thing we have, and maintaining that is something that I will be very vigilant about.
And any plans to do some recruitment? And you know, a lot of the federal agencies these days are thinking hard about attracting people to the federal government as an employer. Do you have any special plans there?
Well, we're looking to always recruit the most talented people that we can bring in and improve our skill set, and also looking to train and provide training and support for our existing staff so that we can continue to be on the leading edge of broadcast journalism around the world.
John Lansing is chief executive of the Broadcasting Board of Governors. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.